Welcome, welcome, welcome. Weekend edition. It's the Sports Show on CRN Digital Talk Radio, Sports Byline, Sports USA. I'm Michael Horn, the star of our show, the true genius behind this broadcast, the Sultan of Safeties, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. We're talking about the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Hey, you know, welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen. I don't really know what to open up with today. My story about the suburban Illinois police finding Sinead O'Connor adrift on her bike. That story.
Wait a minute.
That story. Or the 76ers selling, being the first team in the NBA to sell ads on their jerseys.
Oh, let's start with that.
StubHub will have its logo on the team's jersey beginning in the 2017-18 season.
Wow.
We are now.
StubHub will be on the jersey.
We are now in the world of Euro NBA.
Yeah.
Right?
We are, and I'm thinking that as long as they're putting it on their jerseys, we should also maybe put it on their tattoos. What do you think about doing that?
No, that's not a good idea.
Yeah.
There's enough tattoos to go around, and I've seen my share.
Yeah, well.
I was at the beach the other day.
Yes.
And I saw a relatively young, attractive girl, thin, which I like. I like thin women. You know that.
I like all women.
Yeah.
I've never seen a woman I didn't like.
All women matter? Is that what you want to
say?
Yeah,
all women matter.
So she had tattoos. She had more tattoos than The Illustrated Man, the movie, The Illustrated Man.
Yes.
Where the person would kind of focus in on one tattoo.
I remember that movie.
And that night, that dream would come through and kill them.
It's kind of like that TV series Blind Spot where the woman has the tattoos. And I'd love to study her body.
That's been canceled.
I don't think so. I think it's a top show.
Blind Spot, I think,
is a very popular show. I believe so. I don't know. I could be wrong. I was not at the upfronts.
I thought that Blind Spot was a political affiliation.
No. This is a TV show on NBC.
It's a television show.
It is.
So anyway, Sinead, who I think is tattooless, they finally found her. God bless her. She's had mental issues for a while. And they found her on her bike in Chicago, speeding around, and finally homed in on her, and they got her, and she's in good shape now.
She had a 76ers jersey with an advertisement on it.
Yeah.
What's the advertisement on the Sixers jersey?
StubHub.
That's good. Get some tickets there for you, and you can figure out who you want to say.
So the NBA is now going to start advertising.
That's good. All right. We're going to take a quick break. We got lots to talk about here on the sports show today. Yeah. Fred Dreyer's in studio.
That's right.
When Fred's in the house, things happen.
That's right.
I think we have a guest star, Brad Ausmus, is going to be with us. The manager from the Detroit Tigers is going to read his statement that he made to the umpire the other day. And then maybe that's not going to happen. I'm not quite sure.
After a rough day on the range, a fella can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink.
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink.
Welcome to the show that really stinks, Odor Events, brought to you by Citrus Magic. Today, the Jones family will name all the odor events they can in 30 seconds. Ready? Go!
Rotten garbage can.
Yes, Molly.
Ew, musty basement.
Good. Jimmy.
Poopy diaper.
Yep. Haley.
Smelly socks.
Yes, Dave.
Stinky litter box.
Yes, Molly.
Ugh, funky fridge fumes.
Good. Jimmy.
Putty odor P.U.
Yes, Haley.
Dad's feet. Wait, cat pee.
You're out of time.
But
I'm sorry. See you again next week for...
That's gross.
Odor Events, the show that really stinks.
Get rid of the odor events in your home with Citrus Magic. The strength of its citrus makes odors disappear, leaving the fresh scent of natural citrus. Look for Citrus Magic in the air freshener aisle in Target, Kroger, Safeway, Publix, Walmart, and other fine stores everywhere.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, my company has like 7 different printers. How's your ink selection?
Behold, Staples Wall of Ink.
Just wow.
A huge selection of ink and toner guaranteed in stock.
Hello, awesome.
If it's not, we take $10 off and ship it to you free.
Pinch me. I said pinch.
I heard you.
New low prices on ink and toner and an in-stock guarantee. Staples, make more happen.
In-stock guarantee applies to in-store selection only. Out-of-stock ink and toner will be ordered from in-store kiosk with $10 discount plus free shipping applied. Limit 1 cartridge per customer.
Sometimes what you want most from your car is nothing.
No headaches, no surprises, no anxiety when it's late at night and you're on some distant freeway in a thunderstorm. Owning a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz can be that anxiety-free experience on every level. You know you're in one of the safest and most thoughtfully engineered vehicles on the road. And with an unlimited mileage warranty, you can drive as far as you want for up to 3 years, with roadside assistance included. Your sense of confidence and adventure are as unlimited as the warranty itself. Now you can drive the car of your dreams and realize that nothing is everything. And during the certified pre-owned sales event going on now through May 31st, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Welcome back to the sports show, CRN Digital Talk Radio. I'm Michael Hoare, the star of our show. The guy had two safeties in one game, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. I talk to people and they say, you know, I love that show, Hunter. And besides Hunter, and just in the last 2 years, you were on Crisis on NBC. This year with Sharon Stone on Agent X on TNT. The acting genius, Mr. Fred Dreyer.
We were not intimate, by the way.
You were not?
No.
Too bad. That would have been something to talk about here on the show.
We had special arrangements when she was in the dressing room.
What do you mean special arrangements? What does that mean?
Well, you know.
Does she had a special dressing room?
Yeah.
Did
well,
you
course.
Have your
She's
own dressing
the
room?
She's the show.
Well, you were one of the co-stars.
Well,
you
had my little cabana that was attached to the honey wagon, the trailer. I had my trailer.
Time out a second. Those that have not been in the acting profession, they've always talked about something called a honey wagon. What is that?
That's a toilet. And they have, attached to the toilets, they have...
Dressing rooms, huh?
Dressing rooms. But I had my own trailer because I was Hunter.
Because you're Fred Dreyer.
Well, I was Hunter.
Yeah.
And they said, we can't put Hunter in next to the toilet.
So you had your own trailer?
Although I've been on shows where I've been stuck in situations
where
they come and say to me, Fred, you know, your trailer's not here yet. Would you mind, changing in the toilet? Oh, yeah, okay. I've done a lot of things. I'll do that.
Well, you're the football genius. I mean, you've changed anywhere in the locker room. I mean, come on.
I changed a uniform on the field and no one knew it.
Oh, you got to tell us this story. You can't just throw that one out there. Yeah. Wait a minute. So when you were playing and you started out with the New York Giants and many, many years with the Rams, was this when you were on the Giants or the Rams?
Rams.
Okay, and so you changed your uniform on the field.
Yeah, I took my pants off.
Wait a minute.
I took my shoes, my pants.
Nowadays, with cameras, they'd catch that. You go, look, I think Fred Dreyer's taking his pants off.
Well, they didn't find it because I was really slick about
it. So what did you do?
Well, you know how they want to say, well, we have to gather around you to, you know, keep people from, we'll hold up blankets around. I said, no, just let me do it by myself. Just I'll be at the end of the bench. No one will pay any attention. Nobody paid any attention.
What was wrong with your pants to begin with? You had to make a change. What happened?
Huge rip in the crotch.
Really?
Huge rip.
How did that happen?
Well, we can go into that. But yeah. I mean, it's football related.
It was football related?
Yeah. It's football related.
Does that happen often on the old gridiron?
No, it doesn't. It's one of the weird things, you know.
How did you know it happened? Was it like a
How did
cold,
I know it
was
happened?
A cold day?
No, it was at the Coliseum. It was a nice day.
So you were kind of thinking, hey, the weather's turned really nice. It's I'm cooler than normal.
I just looked down and went, well, wait a minute.
Never mind.
I got to take a timeout to go change my pants.
How did you get off the field?
No. I waited till we got off the field.
So you waited. You didn't say anything.
I told the guys, hey, let's get off the field. I got to change my pants.
And so did they have to go and send somebody into the locker room?
Yeah, of course.
So this is all a coordinated thing.
I didn't have them sew it while I was there.
This is a coordinated effort, though, because now you have to relay to the sidelines that there's a crotch break, and then they have to
get a
new outfit.
It was clear.
It was clear?
It was clear that I had a hole in my pants.
Who was calling that game?
I also had a hole in my rear end, too.
Well, I do, too, but that's not... So, wait a minute. These pants really split, then, is what you're saying. These things came apart.
Well, they tore right along the seam. And so that was my complaint. I said, there's got to be some sort of kickback for you guys. Get your money back on these pair of drawers.
Remember who you were playing?
It doesn't make any difference.
So you got off the field. You waited for a timeout or something. How did they give you enough time to get the pants on? How did you manage this? Are you right in the middle of a game?
Well, you don't stop and ask the television timeout. You don't ask for a TV timeout, you know.
Yeah, I know. Timeout on the field. Fred Dreyer changing his pants.
Hey, look who's here, Paul.
I want to say hi to Paul Stern. So I just want to finish
no,
the
this
pants.
Conversation is pretty well finished.
Paul, no, it's not.
Paul, I drove by your house the other day,
and
the garage was open.
Our neighbor, Paul Stern.
The garage was open, and I thought I saw some movement inside.
He lives next to
Fred. But there was nothing going on, and it was traffic in the morning. It was kind of backed up a little bit. And I figured, well, is Paul here? Because your garage door is open.
Yeah.
And you had your white CRN car out there. And what was happening to you?
I'm actually in the process of constructing some shelving in the garage.
Oh,
in
the
garage?
I haven't heard this story. This is good.
Yeah,
you did. Did your crotch break or anything while you were doing that? Was that why you weren't out in the garage or something? You were making a pants change?
No, everything remained intact.
That's good.
This is to make room for a record collection that I've inherited from one of our show hosts, Greg Hunter.
That's good. Can't
so,
wait.
So, anyway, we move on. We're digressing as
yeah,
we move on.
Yeah, that's a worse story than Fred's. So, just to finish it off.
No, I'm done.
How did you do it so people didn't see
well
it?
I'm pretty well done.
How did you do it?
That's the genius of Hunter.
How did you do it? You're at the end of the bench in the wide open area. Said, I think Fred
it's very simple to do, dear.
What did you do?
I changed my pants. I took my shoes off and pulled my pants off. And put my pants back on. I put the pads back in the knees, pads back in the thighs.
This takes too long.
Well, of course, you're belaboring
no,
this.
No, not the story this here. You on the doing it on the bench.
I did it in less than 3 minutes.
Well, okay, that's 3 minutes of people going like, look at, take
nobody
a look, come
paid
back,
any
I don't
attention.
Need this hot dog,
I'm
look at Fred.
I'm telling you. Hey, listen, you were going to tell me the story about this... Rug Ned Odor.
Yeah, Rug Ned Odor. And he
yeah.
is some
so
call him older,
ahead.
But it says you say the convergence is Odor.
So go ahead and tell us.
Well, you know,
what
this
do you
bad
think
blood.
So, I've got my opinion about
so
this.
So Batista in the playoffs last year against Texas, he hits this home run and he throws the bat way to the side. And apparently that's a big no-no in the major leagues and you shouldn't showboat. And so everybody goes, oh, well, they'll get their just desserts. So now we're at the next season and it's the very last meeting of this season already between these two teams, the Texas Rangers and Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
And so the pitcher throws at Bautista and hits him right on the old buttocko muscle, hits him in the buttocks. And it's probably a little painful. And Bautista goes to first base. And there's something going on. There were some hits and stuff going on early in the game. The next ball that's hit is a ground ball. And so Bautista goes into second base, slides in, and sort of tries to upend Odor, who is making his...
He came in pretty good.
Yeah, and so Odor kind of gets upset that he came in at him because there's that... Here's the thing. The problem with this whole deal is this foo-foo, this real... It's a panty waist kind of ruling where you can't slide into the second baseman. It's baseball. Of course you can, but now you can't. So Bautista's sitting there talking to Odor, and Odor goes back and gives him a right hook right to the chops, and Bautista doesn't go down. He still stands up, and there's the whole deal. That's
and
it
nothing
in a
happened. It was another baseball fight. And well, to say there was the word.
Bench is cleared.
You cannot use the word brawl in anything that has to do with baseball. Just because there's a lot of people swarming around does not mean it's a brawl.
Adrian Beltre was getting a little perturbed and was getting all pumped up about
it. He didn't do anything.
And so
these guys haven't thrown a punch. They got to stand in line at the library to get a pamphlet to learn how to make a punch. Learn how to throw a punch.
The next day, Bautista got a did I tell you Bautista got the standing ovation the next day? Or was
did he?
It, yeah.
Why?
Well, I think they were just, you know.
From the Toronto people?
Yeah, I guess it's he's on Toronto.
No, yeah, but they were playing in Texas.
Oh,
why would he get a standing ovation?
Maybe Odor got the standing ovation.
I think that's who got it.
Yeah. So
wait a minute, wasn't he suspended?
They get suspensions. You have to see how it's going to go down. But it's like the bottom line is here's the thing: it's the ruling that's stupid. It's like he should be able to slide into second base.
Can't do it now.
Why not?
It's government baseball.
I hate that.
You're stuck with it. I keep telling my audience this thing. It's government football, government baseball, government basketball. You've got everything. You've got rules and regulations dominating the sport. You just can't be left alone to watch the game.
Well, you're wrong. The game was in Toronto, and Bautista got the standing ovation.
It was in Toronto?
Yes, it was. as it was. Why were both teams wearing
home uniforms?
They were wearing red tops and blue tops. Retro game. What can I tell you? It's a home team thing.
I'm confused.
You get confused. Some people wear pink on the Sundays or something. You get this weird. Watching baseball on Sunday, you don't know what team you're looking like. No. I think the Atlanta Braves had the Monarchs uniform on the other day on a Sunday.
So you know what? I recommend we go back to 1956 when I was 10 years of age, okay, and I had to wait till around 6 o'clock in the evening, so before I knew what the scores from back east were. That's true.
Why was that?
Because there was no television. There was no regional. There was no television.
Well, there was television, but maybe the scores.
There was no national TV to give you an update as to what's going on in New York when you lived in LA.
You didn't flip on ESPN and get the scores.
Yeah, we had that. Yeah, we had that in 1956.
It was a guy named Gil Stratton who would
this whole this
call
whole
him
culture
as
is spinning out of control.
So you want to take
since
it back to
1979?
Is that what happened in 79?
Well, that's when ESPN came aboard and started screwing everything up. Destroyed local sports. Just remember that. It destroyed local sports.
Oh, more from Fred Dreyer straight ahead. We got controversy straight ahead on the Sports Show with the one and only Fred Dreyer.
Aloha! Experience your home away from home, being beachfront at the Kaanapali Beach Hotel. Begin your getaway relaxing on over 11 acres of tropical Hawaiian gardens at Hawaii's most Hawaiian hotel, voted Best Aloha Spirit by Hawaii Magazine readers. Just walking around the grounds with all the tropical vegetation, relaxing poolside, or kicking back in the sun on the world-renowned Kaanapali Beach makes you feel like you're home in paradise. There's a package to fit all your needs. Wedding, honeymoon, activities, private parties, great food, or just good old beach fun. The hotel perpetuates the Hawaiian tradition at its best. Call 661-0011 or visit kbhmaui.com.
Hi friends, this is Larry Minetti. Go to LarryMinetti.com to get my book, Aloha Magnum. You'll read all about the wonderful guest stars like Carol Burnett, Elvis Presley, Frank Sinatra, and many, many more. Also, there is an episode guide and my favorite recipes that I really cook at home. I will include a free signed photo with every book. Get Aloha Magnum at LarryMinetti.com. Order now. Aloha.
CRN listeners, when you come to Southern California, stop by a great restaurant, the Dresden Restaurant at 1760 North Vermont Avenue in Hollywood. Enjoy great entertainment, like the music of the legendary Marty and Elaine at the world-famous Dresden Restaurant. The Dresden was a location for the making of the movie Swingers. Now you can swing with stars Marty and Elaine. Plus, enjoy great food, too, like French onion soup, artichoke hearts, and many other great appetizers. Seafood? There's salmon, shrimp scampi, New Zealand orange roughy, halibut, Lake Superior whitefish, and specialties like veal marsala, piccata, and parmigiana. Plus, we've got a great roast rack of lamb, chicken piccata, and cordon bleu, and pasta dishes, too. Steaks? Filet, New York, Chateaubriand for two. Much more, too, including pork chops, prime rib of beef, and an incredibly extra large cut of prime rib. It's the Dresden Restaurant, open for lunch Monday through Saturday and dinner Monday through Sunday. Check us out at 1760 North Vermont Avenue or call 323-665-4294.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Welcome back. Sports Show on CRN Digital Talk Radio. I'm Michael Horn, the star of our show, the acting legend, the football legend, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Well, you know, the whole thing comes down to this. It comes down to monopoly of the sporting event. And ESPN, I've said, has destroyed it.
You made this statement right before the end of last break. You
said
when ESPN came in 1979, they destroyed local sports.
You've got national sensibilities in local markets. They don't allow local people here to exploit local sports. So if you turn on the radio in the morning and you listen to sports talk radio, whatever city that you're in, you're getting usually a national show.
So you're getting usually a national comments and talk. Oh, I see, because of syndication you're talking about.
Yeah, of course.
Like we're doing.
Well, so yeah.
Exactly right. So you're saying that well, usually in the morning they have a local morning show. Is that correct?
Well, yeah. Look at the morning people that come on and that they get calls from all over the United States. It's 6 o'clock in the morning, 8 o'clock in the morning, 9 o'clock in the morning, and you know what about the report on local high schools? What about the report on local colleges and what's going on locally in town and stuff?
Smaller markets, you get that. But if you're in a bigger market like New York or Los Angeles or something like that, they're not going to take time to talk about the local high school stuff unless it's some guy, Cole Cox, the guy at second base or something.
Well, they've got an awful lot of coverage, and they had a lot of coverage when I was in high school here in the early 60s.
So you grew up locally in Southern California?
Of course.
Long Beach boy, is that where you were?
No, I was Hawthorne, Lawndale, Manhattan Beach.
Hawthorne, Manhattan Beach.
South Bay.
You were a South Bay kind of a beach boy, kind of like. Did you go to the beach, surf? Were you a surfer?
Yeah. Well, no, not really.
Not really? Don't get upset about it. I'm just asking.
Not upset.
I didn't know. You gave me that look like, well, what are you talking about,
upset.
Surfing? I mean,
it's
the beach boys.
Is everybody who goes to the beach a surfer?
Well, the beach boys were in that time. That's all I was asking.
We knew them.
Were you a motorcycle guy?
Yeah.
So you had bikes?
I had a Triumph and I had a Harley Davidson.
And what about a motorcycle?
I used to ride them at the same time. You should have seen that. You should have seen.
You could ride it at the same time.
You should have seen me. Should have seen the look on the truck drivers' faces when I would zoom past them on both bikes.
So you were kind of a tough guy early on, like that hunter persona, early on that Rams kind of guy, by riding a motorcycle. How is it then that later on in your life you transferred from being the tough guy on the motorcycle to driving around in a Volkswagen van? How did that happen?
What's your point?
I'm just wondering. I mean, you don't think of a tough guy necessarily driving around in the Vanagon or something, that Volkswagen. Don't give me that look. I'm just curious. You went from motorcycles.
You were very presumptuous, aren't you?
Yes.
You presume a great deal.
I'm presuming that there was
What?
That there was, you kind of like you had this van that kind of became like your catch-all. You drove it all over the country.
I had a lot of cars.
I've driven a lot of vehicles. You can go to YouTube and see pictures of you driving that van. You had about 300,000 miles on that thing by the time you got rid of it, didn't you?
Well, I went through about 5 motors. Yes. I did.
5 motors.
I drove to New York and back a couple times.
Yeah.
So there you have it.
All right, let's move along with some more stories. So anyway, Brad Ausmus is the manager. He won, you correctly identified, back in, I think, 2014, the Detroit Tigers won the championship, and Brad Ausmus was a fair-haired guy. Not so nice now. The record's going in the opposite way. I think they're 2-10 or something like that in their last few games. They haven't been winning a lot. And so he gets a little perturbed.
This job will drive you crazy.
The manager's job?
Of course.
Yeah, because he gets a little upset with the umpire when the balls and strikes aren't hitting his way.
It takes nice, introspective guys.
Yeah.
Turns them into, Earl Weaver.
Earl Weaver was a good baseball manager. He was always just smoking cigarettes.
Was always upset.
Yeah.
And he kept his team that way.
Well, Ausmus left his hoodie on the home plate to tell the umpire that, it was a problem. He didn't like the calls that were going along. He left it right.
Yeah, I can't read into that because I would have never in a million years took my shirt off and put it on home plate. I don't know what it meant.
So the calls, for the most part, because they review them now, but you can't review balls and strikes. So this was a Minnesota Twins-Detroit.
You can't do anything. You know what they've done? This challenge rule, to me, I believe is bad for baseball.
Why?
Because I want the caller, I want the manager to get off his ass and go out and argue for his team when he believes
but
that
he's not going to win.
Well, he might.
No,
baseball's been going on since 1888,
But they never changed their opinion. It was very rare. Now they've got
I'm not saying about the changing their opinion. I want Tommy Lasorda to go out there and argue not so much balls and strikes, but to play at the plate or at second base or third base or whatever the call might be. I mean, it's boring now. Aren't you bored by Major League Baseball today?
No.
You're not.
Here's what I don't like. I don't like the sliding rule in the home plate. I don't like the sliding rule in the second. I think you should allow the guys to play baseball. You know, getting injured is part of the game. So if you see a guy charging into you,
don't get me started about injuries.
You're right? I don't like the pitch count. That's the stuff I don't like. I don't like pitch counts. I don't like, you know, trying to provide these stupid rules to stop injuries. People are going to get injured anyway. You see a guy slide into home base the other day, and he didn't know how to slide, so he dragged his foot across the base.
Well, you said it. They don't know how to slide.
They called him out. They reviewed it, and they said he was safe because the guy didn't touch him. So, I mean, there's a few things like that that are going on in baseball that are kind of crazy.
Yeah, well, you've got more and more players coming from different parts of the world coming into Major League Baseball who are not prepared fundamentally.
Well, none of them are prepared for
baseball.
None
of them are prepared fundamentally and emotionally.
I'll go as
far as to say emotionally, these people are not prepared. You have these Latin players who are trying like hell since they can stand up and walk, to playing catch with a paper cup. To try and get out of there, to go to a better life. They're trying to go to a better way of life.
Right.
But there's nobody down there. I don't care about this. Dodgers have their off-season camps where they teach the fundamentals. Nobody teaches anything to anybody down
That's
there.
That's true. And
nobody
and spring
teaches
training.
Anything.
Here's my question for you. So the Angels, their pitching staff is like wiped out. They got the four or five guys off. There's one of their pitchers, one of their aces, Garrett Richards, supposed to have Tommy John surgery, but instead he opts for a stem cell injection on his right elbow and see if he can turn it around. I kind of agree with that. Wouldn't you
try
that
first?
Well,
I'm going to ask you. Well, here's the other thing. You know, seeing as the pay structure of these teams favors the pitching staff, not unless you're Michael Stanton.
It's true.
Giancarlo Stanton. Sherman Oaks, Notre Dame High School.
He got smacked in a collision, too.
Yeah, he should. I mean, that's what's going to happen.
Well, how are they going to outlaw that kind of a thing? Like, if the ball's there, you know, let it drop and we'll call you out or something. That's what they'll come up with next, so there's no two outfielders running into each other. This is how
Or they're going to play with four outfielders. I'm not kidding you. They're going to have two guys on the line in the corner. They're going to have two guys in center field.
The wussification of baseball is happening before our very eyes with these dumb rules because they have special guys that now analyze and say, well, we can't have injuries. Hey, these guys are getting paid millions of dollars. Let them get injured. That's part of the game.
It's fundamentally changing of America that washes down from the top to the bottom.
There you go.
And here's what you have. Yep. You've got government football with rules and regulations, and it's pathetic. Look at what they did to football. Look what they I'll bring an article in. I don't know if I brought this article in before, but I'll bring it in again. There's an article about the pro football is now almost unofficiatable. Is that a word?
Yeah, I guess you just made it up. I like it.
You can't officiate the sport anymore. Because they have so many rules and regulations. They have rules and regulated themselves into a cul-de-sac. And you can call a foul, you can call a penalty on every single play. And I've said this before, and this concussion thing proves it. There's an ever-growing, mounting catastrophe coming into pro football if they don't take care of it. And that is going back and teaching the fundamentals and the techniques of tackling.
In school.
It's boring to say it, but here is what it is. It's like someone telling me, all of the underground volcanoes that are going off around the world on a time clock that are associated with the iron core of the earth, which is a magnet, all of that stuff is not in man's control. And that is driving the heating of the oceans and the environment and the gassing off of warm and cold water.
Right.
That's all of that science, all of that stuff, those truths that are in there are just like what's in baseball. It's an ecosystem. Once you start screwing around with it, you now have man-made problems.
Because you're screwing around with it.
You've got to go in, take an official off the field. They got one too many officials on the field. And you got to really simplify it and let people cover cornerbacks, cover guys. And you know, this march towards this, we've got a great, exciting league, and it's going to be 50-49, and every quarterback in the league, every single receiver in the league is going to catch 1,000 balls this year, and they're going to throw for 5,000 yards, and it's going to be a record-setting bonanza. And the officials have lied to the American people about the truth of that sport, and they've destroyed it. And I, for one, am upset about it. As you can tell, and if they don't go back and start teaching people how to tackle, how to fundamentally position themselves to engage the ball carrier and get them on the ground, you can say so long to football.
Whoa. You feel strongly about this. This, and they're saying this again because the basic fundamentals are not there from training camp, from schools, from grade schools or junior high, or wherever you start playing football.
I mentioned this, and some guy got real mad at me. He said, "Well, you're a sexist because of Title IX. Title IX said that you got to put as much money in your budgets to women's sports." Because they deserve to have a great soccer team and a lacrosse team and a swim team. Okay, absolutely correct. So what suffers? Here's what suffers. Football, it suffers.
Because the money goes away from that.
It goes away from football.
Fred Dreyer here, the sports show from CRN.
Any Napa guy knows, and science proves, the best minivan is the one you've already got. Part kid transporter, part drywall mover. Who cares if the faux wood grain is a little faded? That was a platinum package option in 1987. With over 400,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep anything on the road. Because it's not old, it's vintage. That's Napa know-how.
You experiencing pain? Back pain, shoulder, elbow, or hand pain? Pain from a sports injury? If so, schedule a visit with Dr. Michael Sheps, the leading expert in laser therapy for pain management. Call 310-873-4422 or go to drsheps.com. Experience Epic T, the breakthrough laser therapy system that Dr. Sheps developed to make you pain-free in less time. Laser therapy is a non-invasive, safe, and effective in-office procedure that penetrates deep into your skin without damaging the tissue. It perfectly targets areas of pain to promote fast, natural healing. Relax your muscles, ease muscle spasms, joint stiffness, and arthritis pain while increasing blood circulation. For over 25 years, Dr. Sheps has helped Olympic athletes and sports enthusiasts alike get back in the game. Schedule your visit with Dr. Sheps at his Brentwood office in California. Call 310-873-4422 or visit drsheps.com. That's drsheps.com, 310-873-4422.
Are you looking to increase the number of calls you receive at your business? Well, CRN Talk is introducing a new way for customers to reach you without having to remember your phone number or web address. Customers simply dial #250 from their mobile phones to say your business name. That's it. They'll be directed immediately to your phone line and receive a text message with a link to your website and phone number. It's that easy. It works so well that we're using it in this commercial. To sign up, dial #250 and say, "Help my business." That's #250, "Help my business."
Attention, this important consumer alert is brought to you by CBC Funding. Hey, did you know it's possible to receive upfront money from your structured settlement, annuity, or pending lawsuit? It's true. If you are receiving a structured settlement spread out over time and you want a lump sum amount delivered immediately, then you need to call CBC Funding. With your cash today, you can pay off credit card debt, pay medical bills, fund your education, or improve your home. You don't need to wait. Structured settlements are commonly used to resolve personal injury lawsuits. Annuities, they're designed to spread payments out over 10 or 20 years. For many of you in need of money today, this simply does not work. If you have a structured settlement and you want cash now, call CBC Settlement Funding. Here's the number. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
Call now, 800-704-6182, 800-704-6182.
Experience a luxury boutique hotel escape in the heart of Laguna Beach, California, with the finest art gallery, shopping, dining, and nightlife just steps from your door. The heart of Laguna Beach, the edge of the sea. It's the Inn at Laguna Beach. Enjoy our comfortable rooms, blending the style of a timeless beach bungalow with the modern comforts of today. 70 newly appointed guest rooms and suites await you at the Inn at Laguna Beach. Then, relax at the rooftop bar, where you'll indulge in breathtaking views of the ocean. For dining, you'll find libations and local cuisine on the California coastline, including dining at the legendary Las Brisas, a Southern California landmark. The Inn at Laguna Beach, footsteps from room to village to sea, located in the heart of Laguna Beach. The Inn is within walking distance of all that Laguna Beach has to offer. No car required. The Inn at Laguna Beach, 211 North Coast Highway in Laguna Beach, California. Call 800-544-4479 or visit innatlagunabeach.com.
Hey everybody, Jamie Lee Curtis here for RAD, recording artists, actors, and athletes against drunk driving. I have a question and a suggestion. What should you do to stop a friend from driving if they've been drinking? Answer, whatever it takes. The suggestion, designate before you celebrate. Choose a designated driver. Remember, friends don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service message brought to you by the Ad Council, Department of Transportation, National Association of Broadcasters, and RAD.
Do you still believe the old-fashioned notion you're free to withdraw your own cash from your own bank? Don't bank on it. Pat Boone here. You know, the truth is, if you have a bank account, you're a target of the government's new war against cash, according to The Secret War, a new white paper from the folks at Swiss America. Get a free copy now. It's a must-read for all of us, The Secret War.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free 888-732-7221. That's 888-732-7221.
Every day, governments are moving closer to outlawing cash to create a cashless society. No wonder banks are moving to limit cash withdrawals. No wonder banks must now spy on you and me for the government. Hope you'll take it from me, Pat Boone. You need to read The Secret War. It's free.
Call now, 888-732-7221. That's 888-732-7221.
Welcome back to the Sports Show. I'm Michael Horn, the star of our show, and we've got him wound up here on the broadcast. I'm talking about the Sultan of Safeties, the football legend from the New York Giants and the Los Angeles Rams, and the acting superstar, Hunter, Land's End, Crisis.
This is the coffee.
Agent X, the one
this
and only
is the coffee.
Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Yes, well, the coffee, thanks to Courtney Cadera, our splendid producer, she mixed me up a concoction here.
You haven't even eaten the Kit Kat bar yet.
I'm
and you're out of control.
I'm holding it.
You are out of control here on this.
No, I'm not. Talking, in, I'm
we're
more
talking
in control.
Government football.
I am more in control. So here's the deal.
If you just joined us, let's recap.
Yeah, I don't want to recap.
We just want to say that you're upset about football and the fact that fundamentals are not
up.
Being taught.
I'm beyond upset. I'm fed up. And I have a right to be fed up. I know the sport inside and out. I know it better than most people I talk to. And that includes the people playing it and coaching it today, by the way.
Yes.
By the way. Why do I say that? Because I was around to see what used to be and no longer is. And what no longer is driving what is driving the sport into the ground today. And you don't have enough time through Title IX. You don't have time. You don't have enough money. Brady Hoke was a coach at San Diego State. He went to Michigan and he got fired. But Brady was at San Diego State. I went down to see him one day, and we're standing around the field, and I started watching the practice. I watched what the defenses did, how they used the time And what did they use the time on for the hour and 22 and a half minutes that they had these players?
Right.
And I asked him about, you know, the schedule and stuff. He says, well, through Title IX, we don't have these players long enough to do the things that we would like to do. I mentioned I don't see anybody have any tackling drills. He says, we just tell them. You know what to do. Get them on the ground. Well, that's been going on now for 20-some-odd years. And what you wind up getting is a fundamental culling of the life's blood of the sport. I talk till I'm blue in the face about this to people, and they kind of stare at me. You know, I've called up a local radio show here and really gave them what
you
for.
You gave them a lot of heck.
I gave them what for because of the stupidity. And these guys are smart guys. The stupidity of their comments in terms of what it was that they thought the league should do now to protect players with head injuries. Well, here's what you should do. You should go back about 35 to 40 years ago when they stopped teaching players how to engage the ball carrier and fundamentally break down, engage, and bring the ball carrier to the ground. If you take away that element, if you take away the engagement, the fundamental contact, and the bringing to the ground, if you take that out of football, you've got an intramural flag football sport nobody likes. It's tackling. It's tackling that people see and want when they go to a football game. And you're getting... You're getting a gang pileup. You're getting a vicious head-to-head contact. You're getting a dangerous brawl that is not a part of the game. It just isn't. You know, it's a fraternity, and you have to treat one another on the field with some respect. Otherwise, you have no respect for yourself or anybody else. But you can't watch a football game today. I can't, and take a look at how they've ignored, and through ignoring sends the signal that they don't know. They do not know what is wrong on the field, and the commissioner doesn't know. You know, in the last 25 years, they've went through a couple of commissioners. They've gone through all the owners have turned over, all the head coaches have turned over, all the coaches and all the players have turned over, and nobody has asked the question. Hey, how come we're getting all these head injuries? How come suddenly we've got this proliferation of head injuries? No one asks the question because everybody's stupid and nobody cares. They're worried about Tom Brady, deflate a couple of balls, you know, in the playoff game, you know, and they're still talking about that, you know. And so once you have that, once you have people glazed over and not talking about the issue that is at hand, that is necessary to solve a problem and move forward, you're going to lose it.
And that you've talked about this on the show before, and that's kind of the bottom line here. And you're saying it starts with Title IX back in schools because a lot of the funding has been pulled away from that. A lot of the rules and regs have been saying you only have the kids for so long to be trained. And so there you go. People are left to their own ways of learning about this.
There you go. And so what's happening? You've heard nothing. You've heard absolutely nothing about any of this stuff. And I listen to players, ex-players, who have retired in the last 5, 6, 8, 10 years, and they don't even know. They played in an era where, you know, when I was playing at every level, we were coached when the films came in. They would break everything down. It says you're tackling. Your engagement of the ball carrier is terrible. We're going to work on that today. And that was at the professional level, college, junior, high school, all these levels. And it's the one thing that I declare that must be instilled in Pop Warner football with the little guys. You know, you've got to teach them. You've got to teach them that everybody can learn how to tackle. And that's fun to do. Everybody is a part of the team because everybody gets to tackle every week. You go out and you play the game. It's not winning the game. It's not the yelling and screaming that these jackasses put these kids through. It's the fundamental eye contact and lining them up, taking the lesser athlete and making him the center of attention and letting him show the rest of the team the fundamental of tackling and engaging the ball carrier. That's when everybody on the team wins. That's when youth football means something.
Fred Dreyer talking about, and I have to tell you, it's talked about Title IX and all this, about women should be in the sports as well. You know, there's a TV series coming out next year on Fox, I think it's going to be, where it's about a female that gets a starting pitching assignment with the San Diego Padres. And it's going to be a regular TV series. Just thought
well,
I'd let you know
you
tune it in. There you
well,
go.
There you go. Good. Yeah, exactly. There
now, we
go.
Talked about the Angels pitching also. What about this Tim Lincecum coming back into Major League Baseball and possibly here, it looks like, with the Angels here now?
I don't know what to say because he hasn't been good for the last 3 years.
Well, this is how bad the game is now.
Well,
poor Angels have lost like 4 starting pitchers are out.
No, he was a great pitcher, and like all these guys who throw hard and throw corkscrew stuff, he hurts his elbow and hurts his arm, his back, his neck. He's the guy who had all that long hair.
Yeah, he looks better now. He's gotten rid of the long hair. Yeah,
well, that didn't help him. But now he's got short hair and no team.
Yeah, well, he's got a team now. He's got the Angels. He's coming back on board there. So I think that should be good. And he had about a 92 mile-an-hour fastball, I guess, when he was finalizing his deal with and doing his tryout or whatever.
You know, I've been a big believer of this. That
31,
I think that Kershaw.
Clayton Kershaw of the Dodgers?
All these great pitchers who are on a real good run right now, I think they should take a year off. They should just simply say, you know what? I'm going to take 1 year
just to rest
off
up
and do a lot of stretching and do a little bit of weight work and swim and just get away from throwing a baseball and kind of reintroduce your arm back into it. I believe in
that. Well, Lincecum has got a 108-83 record. He's got a 3.61 ERA. Has struck out 9.3 hitters per 9 innings during his 9-year career in baseball. And the Angels got what? Garrett Richards, we mentioned, is off. Andrew Heaney, C.J. Wilson, and Tyler Skaggs, all 4 of those guys are off on the DL. And they've paid a lot of money for these guys, and they can't use them.
You could take the Angel DL and the Dodger DL.
Yeah.
And you
have
a team. You could have 2 great teams.
Wouldn't it be great?
You could have 2.
We could have like the maybe the Olympics of eating the buffet.
I'm going to tell you a story. My friend Fran Tarkington, who I played with the Giants, who's a Hall of Fame quarterback, and then he went to Minnesota when I left the Giants. When he left the Giants, he went to Minnesota. I went to L.A. We played against one another, and he had a great career and so forth and so on. He told me 1 year, he said he was thinking about retiring because he felt his arm was just had reached, I've thrown enough footballs. That's what the arm was telling him.
Yeah.
I'm done. So he goes home, back to Minnesota, and he meets Mike Marshall.
The Dodger pitcher,
Mike Marshall? Dodger.
Reliever.
Relief pitcher who won the
Cy Young
in 1974.
Yeah.
Well, he meets him. I'll finish this when we come back. But he meets him, and he's a kinesiologist. And he says, I'm going to bring your arm back like you've never seen it before.
Really?
When we come back, go ahead.
It's a short segment when we come back. You're only going to have like 3 minutes to wrap it up.
Well, I can wrap it up.
You can do it?
I could wrap it up
in
2 minutes.
All right, let's see if Fred can do it.
Watch this.
Right now, mention that you can go ahead and follow Fred on Twitter. Fred _ Dreyer, Dreyer. Fred _ Dreyer. Follow him on Facebook, facebook.com/ The Real Fred Dreyer. And you can email him, Fred Dreyer, F-R-E-D, there's your Fred, Dreyer, there's your Dreyer.
There you go.
Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com.
Now we're dealing.
Now we're talking about the things here. We'll have the final of this story. What a show. It's flown by here today. The Sports Show with the one and only Fred Dreyer from CRN. Is your business paying too much for your water? Pure Water Technology provides the world's best fully monitored, self-cleaning, bottle-less water purification coolers for your employee drinking water. That's right, I said bottle-less. Because Pure Water Technology can provide you and your employees with a much healthier and cost-efficient alternative than what you're currently using. And we provide free trials. Pure Water Technology has technology unlike any other company, and you can save an average office over 6,000 gallons of water annually. So you can do your part for our California drought, save water, and at the same time have happier, healthier employees. We use new reverse osmosis technology. It's available only through Pure Water Technology. No one else has this system. And we save water, too. Log on to ditchthebottle.com or call 888-790-7873 for free information and your free trial. 888-790-7873. Call now.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines. And you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644, 800-915-2644, 800-915-2644, 800-915-2644.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Welcome back to the Sports Show. I'm Michael Horn, the star of our show, the one and only Fred Dreyer.
Thank you.
Fran Tarkenton said he was through playing football.
Yep.
His arm felt like he couldn't throw any more footballs.
That's
he
right.
meets Mike Marshall,
he
the famous reliever. Dodger, Cy Young,
1974 Cy Young relief pitcher for the Dodgers, and he's at the University of Minnesota, and he says, I can fix your arm. So he says, here's what I want you to do. I want you to spend the next 4 months not throwing a football, and these are the exercises I want you to do. I want you to swim. I want you to do a tremendous amount of stretching with the surgical tube. I want you to hang upside down and invert your spine. I want you to do a lot of these other things, and gave him some handball, do a lot of things. Work the muscle groups around the system of muscles that you use to actually throw a football. Do everything around the throwing of a football and stay away from throwing it for 4 months. Came back and had one of his greatest years ever.
Really?
Yes.
And so was Marshall like a doctor at that time?
He was a kinesiologist.
Yeah. Well, was he a doctor?
And by the way, he was known. He could pitch every day.
He won
the Cy Young Award in 1974.
Because he was probably studying this stuff early on.
Well, he knew his body, and he knew what to do. He knew how to recover. He knew what he was doing. He knew the wear and tear that pitching put on your elbow and your arm and your shoulder. You know. So, this is part and parcel of what I think people should be doing today. You know, they only let these guys pitch 6 innings anyway.
That's it. When you're a starter, right. You're milking it as a starter.
Yeah,
six innings is like almost a complete game for these guys.
Yeah, unless the Dodgers are so bad that Kershaw has to come up and say, "Look, I got to go 9 innings. I got to make sure we win
this game." Just to rest the bullpen one day.
Well, no, just so he can get the win. He's not going to turn it over to that bullpen.
I mean, and you realize how much money these pitchers are getting too, and it's like. Well, I've told you this story when I met some of these guys like Joe Moeller that pitched for the Dodgers, and he said, you know, we were embarrassed if we didn't get into the eighth inning or ninth inning. It's like we were embarrassed. We were out there to
pitch. In 1965?
Yeah.
Koufax had 27 complete games.
27 complete games. Just mull on that one this week till we get to you next weekend. That's our show. Follow Fred, Fred_Dreyer on Twitter.
Yeah.
The Real Fred Dreyer on Facebook, and Fred Dreyer at